This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Even before the opening ceremony of the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio tomorrow, one group of athletes will have been quietly competing in ranking rounds. They represent an enigmatic sport that writer Reeves Wideman describes as both growing and going nowhere, one that requires profound skill but can be mastered in only a couple of years, and a sport that is both deeply suspenseful to watch and sort of boring. Archery.
All of these archers can shoot tens. They shoot tens all day long. In practice, it's who can shoot them under this sort of pressure. It's 100% a mental sport.
10 for Wookie.
Took on the pressure. Gripping. Reeves Wideman is a contributing editor at New York Magazine, and he wrote about archery and some of the unusual athletes who pursue it for Harper's. Reeves, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So the way you describe archery in your article sounds pretty incredible, and yet even some of the Olympic archers admit it's not all that thrilling to watch. What drew you to cover this, let's say, not-so-anticipated Olympic event?
We were interested initially in archery because it is, despite being sort of on the fringes, having a bit of a moment in the past couple of years. It's really entered the world of pop culture, most widely through the Hunger Games series. And kind of genuinely as a result of this, people in the archery world say that participation has boomed, and the numbers really kind of back that up in the last four or five years. So we kind of wanted to see what types of people get into it and what exactly the life of a quote-unquote professional archer is really like.
I was surprised to learn that archery actually attracted more viewers to the 2012 Olympics than basketball. How can that be true?
It is true if you qualify that statement in a number of ways. The way that the NBC executives put this in 2012 was that during the first week of the games, which is kind of before a lot of the big sports, namely track and field, get started, archery was the most watched sport on cable. But they did sort of genuinely say that you know, given all that, there were a number of sports that people could watch, and archery was one that they chose. And I think part of that is the fact that more and more people are sort of becoming aware of it. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and since the 2012 games, an archery range opened, you know, about five blocks from my apartment. So I think compared to some of the other fringe sports, archery has sort of developed something of a following. That said, it's not the most thrilling sport to watch. You're basically just kind of watching an archer stand still and then release their bow, and then a second later it either hits the target or it doesn't. And that's basically it.
That's what the events look like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the archers shoot at a target that's 70 meters away. You know, the camera on a TV can't track the arrow. You know, it's going so fast that no matter what, you wouldn't be able to really track it from bow to target. And the qualifying rounds, which is, as you mentioned, take place even before the opening ceremonies, it's basically just hundreds of archers standing and shooting dozens and dozens of arrows over and over. They have tried to kind of make the event slightly more exciting. One thing that they've done is turn the sort of the later stages into sort of individual head-to-head matches, kind of similar to tennis, where you have each archer will shoot three arrows, and whoever gets the most points in that round will win a point, much like a tennis player will win a game, and then at the end it kind of comes out whoever won the most points. So they've tried to amp up the tension, but it's still is what it is.
Not quite flaming dresses yet.
No, yeah, exactly.
I should also add that 70 meters is about, 220, 230 feet. So it is really impressive.
It's quite impressive to watch. And I will say, you know, yeah, the distance is basically three quarters of an American football field, which is a long way. And the archers are trying to hit a circle. Basically, any Olympic archer is going to hit the bullseye more often than not. And if they're not hitting the bullseye, they're hitting very close to it. And the bullseye is a circle that's the size of a CD. And they're hitting that from 70 meters away.
Reeves Wideman is giving us an insider's look at the growing but enigmatic sport of archery. Now, Reeves, maybe I've watched too many English dramas, but I always think of archery as kind of a genteel sport, you know, played in the garden before tea. But it's pretty hardcore in South Korea, which excels at the Olympics. Tell us about the South Korean team's training techniques, especially under their most winning coach, Kisik Lee.
Sure, yeah. South Korea is basically what America is to basketball. Basically, every year they bring a dream team. They've won most of the medals, particularly on the women's side, but really on both of the men's and women's side for the past 20 years. And basically, it's just become sort of a part of Korean culture, that archery is a sport that has become something of a spectator sport. There are actual professional teams where dozens of archers make salaries. In the United States, even the best archers in the world can't make a living. There's probably one or two in the United States that really make their entire living just from winning competitions, from endorsements. But the Koreans have basically, on the one hand, there is sort of this carrot at the end that if you compete in archery as a child, there's a potential that you could become a professional in the same way that kids here dream of being football or basketball or baseball players. And then there's the training methods. The one thing that Kisik Lee, as you mentioned, who is now the American head coach, was previously a coach for the Korean team and was sort of brought here to bring kind of the Korean system. And a big part of that is from the beginning, Korean archers will practice for months when they're just children without even a bow in their hand. Literally all they're practicing is the motion of what it would be like to pull back, and then they'll get a bow and they'll practice that without an arrow.
How does that go over in America with American kids?
Well, the joke is that you would basically never get an American kid to do that. It'd be like asking someone, you know, a 6-year-old to just practice free throws over and over all day long without a basketball. So you're not going to get American kids in Boy Scouts to just practice pulling back a bow. They actually want to shoot something.
You do feature several really interesting characters in your article. And as you mentioned, you know, people can't really make a living unless they have lucrative sponsorships, but mm-hmm. they're few and far between in the world of archery. Are there any sort of celebrity archers who have broken through?
There is a handful of people who've been kind of tied to archery. One of them is of course, Jennifer Lawrence. As part of her training for the Hunger Games, she trained with one of the Olympic archers, and people in general sort of say that, you know, of all the kind of Hollywood representations of archery, that Jennifer Lawrence's form in the Hunger Games is pretty darn good. And then there's sort of the famous case from the late 90s up to the 2000 Olympics was Gina Davis, the actress. She basically saw archery in the 1996 games in Atlanta and said, you know, maybe I can do that. Spent a couple of years training and got pretty close. She ended up not qualifying for the 2000 Olympics, but, you know, made it to the trials and did pretty darn well, considering she'd only done it for a couple of years.
Reeves, what are the chances for the U.S. team in Rio this year?
The chances are quite good, actually. The Koreans will be difficult to beat, but on the women's side, the Americans only qualified one archer, Mackenzie Brown. She's one of the best archers in the world, in the top 10, and has a very good shot in the medal. And on the men's side, the Americans qualified a full team. It's led by Brady Ellison, who was a member of the 2012 Olympic team. At many points in the last few years, been ranked number one in the world. And both the team and Brady both have very good chances at getting medals in Rio.
Reeves Wideman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Reeves Wideman, he wrote about archery for Harper's. It is really a very funny and insightful read. And there's a link to read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.